Welcome to the Thrust Talks Tech Podcast, and today we have a very special episode, our first ever guest, yes sir, but let me quickly introduce her, but I'll need my cue cards for that. Okay, she's a UCT accounting student, a CEO of Unified SA at 21, and when she won the Shark Tank, she was featured on UCT News, News 24, and many more. Her name is Shruti Dowlett. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Thrust Talks Tech Podcast, where I, Thrust, talk about the tech and nothing else but the tech. This is where I try to teach, reach, and preach to people with the same tech mindset, where we wonder why Apple's charger isn't called the Apple juice. Sounds interesting? Of course it is. Today, as mentioned, we have our very first guest. Yes, sir. It's a very exciting moment. And yeah, let's get to it. So without further ado, I'll let her introduce herself. Yes, Shruti.
Hi, thank you for the introduction. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. I just want to say a big thank you for having me on your podcast. It's such an honor to be your first guest. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Shruti Dowlett and I'm an accounting student at UCT. I'm also the founder of Unify SA and I'm the winner of UCT Shark Tank 2020.
Yeah.
That's actually how we met at Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice first encounter.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah, and I like how it wasn't like in a competitive state, like everything was chilled.
Yeah, I also really loved that about Shark Tank. It wasn't really like a big competition. It didn't feel like you were competing against each other, because I know after all our calls, we all spoke and we gave each other advice, you know, so everybody just wanted the best for each other. So that was really nice about that environment, I think.
Yeah, I like the judges or the hosts and yeah, they really put in a lot of work and it paid off. Like, yeah, I was amazed.
Yeah, I was also amazed. And I just felt like everybody went the extra mile for each other. Even the participants, like, I networked a lot with them. So that was really nice as well.
Okay. Yeah, and not to mention the mentors. Like, Ellen Falk was like, man, I need to speak with you. Like, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Alan. Alan really helped my mindset and stuff. So I first coached with him prior to the final. And obviously at that point, I didn't expect to win. But like, you know, our talk really helped me till this day even.
Yeah. So how were your confident levels heading to the final? Like, was it... Yo.
Dude.
Was it like...
No, you would not believe how much I practiced my pitch. And also for me, when I entered Shark Tank, I didn't even know what a pitch deck was, you know? So everything that I learned about pitching, I did the research myself and I spent hours and I put a lot of effort into it. And I think that's why I wasn't as stressed going into Shark Tank, because I knew that I'd given it my best shot and I was just really comfortable with my attempt. So that's also why I didn't really need to win, because I was comfortable with just getting this far, you know? So I was just like, I'm just gonna wing it today, put my passion out there, and whatever happens, I don't care. I made it to the final, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's good enough, it's gonna be noticed and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, even though it's obviously very nerve-wracking. I mean,
yeah.
You do months of research. You put so many hours into this. And then you get timed down to the second. You get 3 minutes to impress everybody with your idea. You know, so it's definitely very stressful. I was so nervous on the day. I was shaking. It's very stressful. I won't downplay it.
Yeah. So do you think it would have been better in real life, like face to face, or?
Oh my word. No way. I don't know if I could have done it in person. I don't think I could have.
Oh yeah. So
there's just some comfort of sitting in your lounge and doing a Shark Tank final, you know?
Yeah.
You can't really beat that comfort. just being comfortable, and also I cannot imagine pitching on campus. That would have been a different game.
Yeah, with all those eyes looking at you, like, you overthink it and stuff. Whereas with a screen, you just speak. You could even mute it or reduce the brightness or stuff like that.
Yes. So. Yes. Having said that, I do miss the in-person interaction, because I feel like I learned so much from the judges. But I feel like we could have all learned more if it was in person. But I still love the fact that I managed to walk away from the Shark Tank experience with such a strong network. A lot of the people I'm still in contact with and are giving me advice on my idea. So even though it was virtual, I still managed to have those secure connections post Shark Tank. So I'm still really glad that whatever connections we made during Shark Tank, since it was online, it just felt more intentional. So I'm really glad that I still got to have those connections, even though it wasn't in person.
Okay, yeah, and that's very good, because like when it's online, some wouldn't have been able to come in real life due to time constraints and stuff like that. So being online did kind of also help out then.
Yes, that definitely helped a lot.
So was like this idea your base idea, like?
No, so actually this was not my initial idea for Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. I had another idea that I really wanted to grow, and I actually wanted to make an app. And then as an accounting student, I quickly realized that I don't have the skills to make an app. And besides not having the skills, I didn't know other students who had the necessary skills. I didn't know students in computer science who could help me make my app. So, you know, and then I saw the ad for Shark Tank, and instead of pitching my idea for this app that I wanted to make, I decided, let me solve the personal problem that I'm having. Because if I'm having this problem, I'm sure every other UCT student is. And I really started just brainstorming and thinking how we can solve this issue. And that's how I came up with the idea of Unify SA. And here we are today.
Here we are indeed. So, as you mentioned, the app idea, it started out as Unite CT, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did. So I pitched under the name Unite CT at Shark Tank and at Startup Grind UCT. I pitched under Unite CT. But then after all of the competitions, when I met my co-founder, we decided to do a name change, just so that Cape Town doesn't limit us in the future. And we wanted to create a comfortable brand going forward. So we did a rebrand and we launched as Unify SA in September.
Okay. So I assume that's the origin story.
Yes.
Okay, so in a nutshell, you're matching people.
Yeah, so basically, Unify SA is a platform that essentially aims to bridge the gaps in student entrepreneurs. You know, we found that we go to the best university in Africa and students have such great ideas. You know, that's where innovation breeds, in universities. But I think the sad part is that we enter university with the same class and we graduate with the same class, and we don't network and we don't discover students with other skill sets and other talents. So how can students even start their entrepreneur team if they don't know anybody, you know? So that's the core problem that we're trying to solve. And what our platform does is it allows student entrepreneurs to list the skill sets that they need in a partner. And then it also allows the students with skills to browse projects that are available, and it gives them the opportunity to collaborate on ideas and join teams and really just grow the entrepreneurial network among students.
So like it's a good way to like for the students to like grow out of their comfort zone and head into what it'll be like after and stuff like that. Not sticking to the original get a degree, get a job mindset and stuff. So yeah, that's really good. It's great.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. So I've met a lot of students at campus who have decided that they don't want to go corporate. They know they don't want to go corporate, but they don't know exactly what project they want to work on or what environment they want to get in. So essentially, our platform enables students to get involved from now, you know, to start with the Entrepreneurial Society amongst them and amongst other students. And when they get to be a part of a startup, you learn from applying your skills in a startup. But more importantly, I think you also learn from the people that you work with, and they come from different faculties. They have different skill sets. So it's all about growing and learning from each other, which also contributes to students.
Exactly. And I think that's also why we should be joining societies at an early age, because at an early year, like first year and stuff, because when I arrived and I saw like a lot of tents in the, what's that area called again? The Jeremy area.
Jeremy Stairs area. On campus.
Yeah. And all those tents and societies where I was like, what's going on? We didn't have an idea what's going on. And then somehow one of the members of the Entrepreneur Society approached me and was like, are you interested in entrepreneurship stuff? Join in, it's 120, stuff like that. And I was like, okay, let me give it a try. And I'm glad I did.
Yes, it's such a nice environment. You know, like, I think the UCT Society or any campus society is such a big potential to students to help them get out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
I think that's what I didn't do right with my university career. When I joined societies, that were very closely linked to my faculty. And I think I only regret that now. You know, I feel like I should have branched out more and tried new things, because it's such a nice environment to meet new people through that. And also to just learn skills that you wouldn't have learned otherwise. I think definitely like make use of that opportunity. It's something that I would have done if I could do it again.
Okay, yeah, already getting lessons. So it encourages you to get out of your comfort zone and get out there, make connections and stuff. Okay, so let's go back to Unify SA. Okay, let's say I'm a startup. Okay, let's use this podcast as an example. Okay, let's say this is a startup.
Okay.
So what do I need to be able to sign up? Like, do I just sign up and I'm golden, or do you need specific details?
So it depends on what perspective you're joining our platform from. So it depends on whether you're a student entrepreneur looking for your team members, or are you a student with skills and you want to contribute to a team. So that's two of the main avenues and the main audiences that we target. So as soon as you open up our sign up page, you've got to choose one of the two.
Okay. And then are there any fees implications?
No. So we're actually a free platform. You know, our purpose is really just to get students joined and start promoting collaboration and just growing this entrepreneurial ecosystem among students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm the student entrepreneur. I'm looking for a partner or partners.
Yes.
Okay, so Do I get to choose the student? Like, are they listed, the potential partners, are they listed? Or?
So currently, no. Our first prototype doesn't offer you the option to browse the students by skill set. So our first prototype is currently out and we're testing it. But essentially, our goal for next year is to have a platform that operates automatically and allows entrepreneurs to browse students, and it allows students to browse all projects available. But at the moment, we're doing it manually, and we're being very hands-on at the moment and really chatting to the entrepreneur first and chatting to potential students before pairing them up. And we're just really trying to personalize it and ensure that we create the right matches at this point in time.
Okay, that's great. Perfect. Nothing like the human touch.
Yes.
So does it have to be like a fully, like, this is a startup? Or what about a hobby? Like, I just need someone who will make me an app.
You know, that's the beauty of our app. And I think that's what differentiates it to LinkedIn. Yeah. LinkedIn is where you go, I feel, to post your qualifications. Well, that's how students see LinkedIn. You know, I only started using LinkedIn very recently.
Yeah.
But as students who sit in the library the whole day, we feel that we can only go out on LinkedIn and post what we're qualified at, not what we're passionate about and what we do well on the side. And I think Unify SA really targets students with a skill set. And more often than not, a skill set is something that you're just passionate about. You're not necessarily qualified in it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, photography, you know, you could love it and you could be really good at it. And that is a skill set.
Yeah.
And that often students have skill sets like that. And that's something so valuable to a startup. So the possibilities are endless. You can be qualified about it or you cannot be qualified about it. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're passionate about it, you know?
Okay. So pushy. So I think some are wondering, including me, what about remuneration? Do you discuss it with the potential partner or...
Wait, revenue between who?
Between the startup and the student.
Oh, so that's, we don't get involved in that. I think that's entirely independent on the stage of the business that approaches us.
Mm-hmm.
So more likely than not, it's a student looking for co-founders to help grow the idea together.
Oh, yeah, which they can offer in return, share in the idea, share in the business. So, okay, I get you.
Yeah, so it's entirely up to them. We don't really get involved. All our job is to put people in touch. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but you're meeting people, you're growing your network, and you're exploring the possibilities, I guess.
Okay. So, okay, let's talk about analytics, the stats.
Oh, this is not my good part. Yeah. My co-founder should be here.
but these are the basic ones, like the ones you should know.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to be confident about this.
The ones that raise eyebrows if you don't know.
Yeah, I'm a common student.
Yeah. So currently, which students are in high demand?
Marketing students are high in demand, as well as coding. A lot of people are looking for coding. That's a big one.
Okay. I might just apply.
Yes, I think you should. Your skills are very needed.
Don't worry. Okay, yeah. But is the demand satisfied?
Is the demand satisfied? Mm. Yes, I think so far in the past few months, we've definitely managed to satisfy the demand and match the students up with their teams. We do have a few students who are still looking for projects that they're eager to work on. But I think the students that are really in high supply now are IT students. So if you're an IT student eager to just get some experience, I would urge you to get involved in a startup because it helps you grow your skills so much.
Yeah, and the best way to learn is to do. So there's no other way.
Yes, there's no learning like experience.
So do we get certification or proof? Okay, I've done this. I have some experience under my knee.
So after a student has participated in a startup, it's definitely something that they can add to their CV. And you can even add details like the details of your founder. So your future employees can get to hear about your work. And I guess if the startup is successful, they might even get to see your work in action. So that's very cool as well.
Great. Perfect. In fact, I want to say sign me up right now. Don't worry, head on to your site. So, the procedure, take us through the procedure, calls involved or basic internet skills that are required.
So, the process to signing up to our platform is so simple. It takes 2 minutes to fill out our application. Essentially, you're either an entrepreneur and then you just list the skill set that you're looking for. You tell us a bit about your business and we'll be in touch with you soon. Or if you're a student entrepreneur, we ask you a few questions about your values, your interests, just to try and get to know you. And then we'll be in touch soon when we feel that we have found a startup for you that suits your description.
Okay. So it's that easy.
It's that easy. It takes 2 minutes.
So waiting time estimates every...
I think The waiting time depends on what you're looking for, really. We found that sometimes we're able to assemble a team within a few days. It also depends on the amount of information entrepreneurs are willing to give us about their idea. It's harder to get people involved unless they know
what is expected.
They know a little bit about it. So if you just entice people enough, they'll show interest and ask.
Okay. So any words of advice to the future Shruti who wants to start something?
So any advice that I would give to aspiring entrepreneurs? Let me think. So I think there's this misconception that you need to be older and you need to be more established to be an entrepreneur. And I think that's why I've met a lot of students who say, you know, I'll do it one day in the future or when I grow up. But I think the biggest piece of advice that I would give personally is to honestly just take the leap of faith and begin, because I feel that you can never really make a mistake because you always learn from the experience. No matter what it is, there's always going to be something that you're going to take away from it. So you should never see it as a failure. So just get started. It's as simple as that.
Just do it, Nike. Wow, nice. Okay. Guess you heard it here, folks. www.unifysa.com.
Yes. Sign up today, everybody.
Let's go. Let's go. Who, like, what did you get the most out of Shark Tank? Like, is it the prize? The 50,000? Yes, 50,000.
Just to clarify, I did not get 50,000 rand, everybody, unfortunately. A few people thought that. I mean, I wish. But yeah. I got 50,000 worth of prizes. So I got lots of different prizes that I'm utilizing, which was definitely such a great part of Shark Tank. But I think for me, the best part of Shark Tank was that it wasn't the end of my idea, you know. She's my co-founder today, but Alka reached out to me after Shark Tank, and she was the one who really changed the game for me, because together we created Unify SA. At Shark Tank, it was still just an idea, and we've grown it into a platform today, and I'm so proud of it. And I think that was honestly the best outcome of Shark Tank for me.
So it was a catalyst. Yeah,
it was discovering my co-founder.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And by the way, 50,000 worth and 50,000 potato potata. It's still 50,000.
So, my gosh.
Are you allowed to share like what you got and how you use it?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My prizes from Shark Tank were so fantastic and also so much fun. I got a Grand Masters of Success business course and leadership course from Impumelelo Institute, which I'm doing at the moment, and it's so exciting. I got a Business in the Box package from Iridium. I got a marketing package from 01 Creations, and I also got a startup law package from O'Reilly Law. So that's a lot of resources, as you can imagine.
Yeah, too much. And it's all from well-known Cape Townian companies, I'm assuming.
Yes, it's all local. That's what's really nice as well. And I think besides the prizes, I also got to interact with a lot of CEOs and sponsors and mentors in the process. And that was also just really nice to get that feedback from them on how to grow your idea.
So you have more than just the foot in the door now. Like,
yes, it's like, that advice that's so crucial and so important to growth.
Great. Perfect.
So if you're wondering why you should head to Unify SA right after this podcast, I think it's because, well, we're going to get you started. I think that you shouldn't wait one day. You shouldn't wait to grow your idea. Why not start now? Start, take the first step and start looking for your co-founders, and let's get you started.
You heard it right here, folks. www.unify.sa. Go get your business idea out there. Go get your...
Go get your team.
Go get your future partner in crime.
Yes. Not crime, but your future partner, everybody.
And that was Truff Talks Tech with Shruti Dowlett, Unify SA. Thank you very much for listening. And after signing up for Unify SA, come back for more.